The collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime has prompted shock and disbelief in many parts of the Arab world. One Arab newspaper said it was similar to the defeat that led to the creation of Israel in 1948. Some expressed satisfaction that it might lead to greater democratization in a region ruled largely by authoritarian regimes. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
Egypt is a staunch U.S. ally in the region, but one that also opposes the war, fearing the political and economic fallout in the region and its own people's anger. Egyptian television has been careful to show both the U.S. successes and the civilian casualties. Yesterday's coverage of the fall of Baghdad on state-run TV here reflected the government's stance. Egyptians could see the same live pictures U.S. viewers saw of Saddam's statue being toppled from its pedestal as Iraqi civilians cheered. Egyptian anchors reported the news matter-of-factly, without the hint of bitterness or disappointment that crept into the voices of reporters for the Arab satellite networks Al Jazeera and Abu Dhabi TV, who witnessed the scene in Baghdad. Their live broadcasts from the square seemed to reflect the frustration many Arabs felt at both the fall of Baghdad and the Iraqi people's welcome of what many Arabs see as an occupying foreign army. During the initial phase of the war, when it appeared the U.S. advance had bogged down, many Arabs were proud of the Iraqi resistance, which made yesterday's scenes such a shock and disappointment. This Cairo shopkeeper's opinion seemed typical. We expected the Iraqi army to fight to the last, but they didn't. They just gave up. It wasn't good at all, the shopkeeper says, and neither is seeing the Americans in the city. They're just colonizing the country. It's imperialism. Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak last night said that the best way to ensure a stable post-war Iraq would be to let Iraqis take over the running of their country as soon as possible. He is clearly hoping that the regional fallout from the war will be limited. So are other Arab states, but for different reasons. Syrian state-run television also reported on the fall of Baghdad, absent the live pictures of Saddam's statue coming down that were seen almost everywhere else. The Syrian leadership is obviously keen to prevent its people from seeing pictures of another authoritarian government being removed. Syria, like neighboring Iran, is also nervous the U.S. might target it next. The U.S. has accused Syria of shipping military equipment to Iraq. Yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld warned Syria not to harbor the remnants of the Iraqi leadership. Abdul Bari Atwan, editor of Al-Quds newspaper, says Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, and many others in the region have reason to worry, and not only about the U.S.
The Arab rulers, especially all of them, are not elected directly by their own people, will be shivering in their thrones. Because today's events prove to them that if you are not loved by your people, all these armies and security forces wouldn't protect you, wouldn't keep you in power.
The Bush administration says one of the goals of regime change in Iraq is to bring democracy not just to Iraq, but to the region. Some Arabs seem to believe that goal may be closer now than it was before the war began. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Cairo.